Yesterday, we read a statement from NYPD Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill in response to a call, actually a challenge from Council Speaker Corey Johnson, which simply asked for an apology from the NYPD for the way it handled the Stonewall Uprising 50 years ago. Johnson was speaking with 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa. Well, O'Neill's statement talked about equality, peace and dignity for everybody, and particularly talked about the peace of mind and safety for all the masses converging on our fair city during this World Pride Month. Many of you heard it, saw it, read it, and many folks walked away with the notion that it was nice, but not necessarily an apology. Well, that, what a difference a day makes. Listen to this. This is O'Neill with a spoken word apology today.
Well, I'm certainly not going to stand up here and pretend to be an expert on what happened at Stonewall. I do know what happened should not have happened. The actions taken by the NYPD were wrong, plain and simple. The actions and the laws were discriminatory and oppressive, and for that, I apologize.
Now, Wins family, listen to me real big. A lot of people on social media say the commissioner couldn't have been any clearer with that if he had spelled it out and put it on a billboard in Times Square, and he didn't bite his tongue. His apology is where we began this Thursday afternoon broadcast. Some call it historic, but 1010 Wins called the man who made the plea for the apology to get his response. And as we go on the air this hour, New York City Council Speaker Corey Johnson joining us live now to give us his response. Good afternoon, Councilman. How are you today, sir?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on this very important and historic day.
A very important day it is. You heard the man, Corey. Let's hear your thoughts about it now.
Well, I was actually very moved by Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill's comments, taking real responsibility, not for what was done under his watch as commissioner, but saying what happened was oppressive and wrong and unjustified. You know, that moment 50 years ago is what lit a match for worldwide equality and a modern-day civil rights movement. And it was coming out of NYPD oppression and brutality against LGBT people, which really started that Stonewall Uprising. So to have the police commissioner come out and very explicitly talk about this today is actually emotional and moving. Juliet Papa from 1010 Winds yesterday asked me about this in an interview, and I responded that I thought the NYPD should apologize. I'm not the first person to say that. Reclaim Pride, Heritage of Pride, other activists over the years have called on this. The Gay Officers Action League worked on this as well. There have been many groups that many years have been doing this, and in this Pride Month, it's important for us to acknowledge the activists that came before us and folks came before me before that question was asked yesterday. So I'm grateful to Commissioner O'Neill. I'm grateful that Juliet Papa asked me yesterday on 1010 Winds, and today is a very important, symbolic, and historic day.
Speaker Johnson, you mentioned the phrase lit a match. What do you think lit this match? I mean, did you think you would get this kind of a response? Did you say something to him after the request for the apology?
Commissioner O'Neill, I have found to be someone who is a total professional and someone that is always open to difficult and sometimes painful conversations. He and I did not speak specifically about this, but I did have conversations with other folks in the administration. I mentioned this yesterday to the mayor and his top staff, and I didn't get a heads up, which is okay, that this was happening today. I was just enormously grateful to see this happen in such a quick turnaround, and I really want to commend the NYPD. It's not easy to admit when you've made a mistake. It's not easy for people to apologize. I try to do it when I need to, and so I think it is really a big moment in having further healing and reconciliation on what happened 50 years ago.
And for those of you just tuning in, we're talking with Council Speaker Corey Johnson about the apology that was given today, spoken apology from the police commissioner. I have to ask you, though, let's dissect this thing, Corey, regarding yesterday's written statement. Were you somewhat disappointed, and did it appear to you that he addressed everything except an apology? We don't want to throw stones, but I'm just curious.
I think yesterday what happened was Juliet Papa again asked me this question, and I think immediately after I gave my answer saying I did think it was appropriate for the NYPD to officially apologize given the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, that the NYPD was a little caught off guard by the question. They may not have contemplated doing that, and you saw an initial statement which I think was respectful but did not apologize. In the aftermath of further conversations and in hearing from people, you saw that full throttled apology today, which again I think shows a tremendous amount of leadership from Commissioner O'Neill, and I am just deeply grateful for his words today.
And in the background of World Pride Month, what does such a statement like this, almost a proclamation from a sitting police commissioner, do for this movement?
Well, it's really, really, really important. I mean, we've seen at the federal level protections being rolled back against the LGBT community, the transgender military ban, the Department of Housing and Urban Development rolling back measures protecting homeless transgender Americans. And so to have in the greatest city in the world, in the city that started the gay rights movement with the Stonewall Uprising 50 years ago, to have the commissioner of the New York City Police Department say what he said is really momentous and important, and hopefully is going to make this Pride Month much sweeter with greater hope and healing and reconciliation, which is what we always need to strive towards.
On that note, it's no secret, and it's been said, this country still has a long way to go, Corey, as it relates to LGBTQ rights. Does this move the needle forward, in your opinion? What happens now? How far does this go?
Well, we have to keep organizing. We have to keep telling our stories. We have to keep being visible. We have to keep fighting. Again, 50 years ago, the way this movement started was because of government not recognizing LGBT people as full and equal citizens. And sadly, we've seen that in the last few years under the Trump administration. I think a lot of LGBT Americans thought that after the Supreme Court had granted marriage equality and struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, that the fight was over and that we could go on and move on in our lives. But what we've seen is a rollback of protections of LGBT students. There are still many states across the country where it is perfectly legal to discriminate against gay and transgender Americans, where they're not protected. We still see an epidemic of violence against LGBT people. And so the fight continues, the organizing continues, and we do it in the activist spirit of the people that were there on that fateful night in June of 1969. I am a 37-year-old openly gay man. I am the only openly HIV-positive elected official in the state of New York. I do this on the shoulders of those giants and those activists that really laid and cleared the path for me to be in this position today and for me to be able to live this life. And we do it in their memory. We keep fighting for a more equal, fair, and just society.
Jonathan Lovitz, the senior VP at the National LGBTQ Chamber, says that this makes him proud to be a New Yorker. What say you? This is historic, and it happened on your watch.
I am always proud to be a New Yorker because New York City is the greatest city in the world. We gave the world J-Lo and Spike Lee and Barbara Streisand. We have the Statue of Liberty sitting in New York Harbor with a torch that's a beacon to immigrants and refugees and asylum seekers. We built the Empire State Building in less than 2 years, and we are the home of the modern birthplace of the gay rights movement because of the Stonewall Uprising. New York faces big problems with our transportation, with a housing crisis, with a homelessness crisis. There's still a lot of work to do, but I am always proud to be a New Yorker and the greatest city in the world. And this today, Commissioner O'Neill making the statement, makes me even prouder on this June 6th.
Corey, you know I'm going to take this shot at you and you can fuss at me later. You sound like somebody running for mayor there. What do you think?
Did I lose my connection here?
Council Speaker Corey Johnson, a very historic day, sir. Thank you for joining us here on the 1010 Winds Hotline. We appreciate you and good luck to you, sir.
Thanks for having me, and we love Juliet Papa. She's a great reporter.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you very much, folks.